Hey everyone, welcome to the Slugcast. I'm Jeremy, your host for this episode, and today we're going to be talking about staying safe during prescribed burns. It's that time of the year again, when the leaves turn from green to red, pumpkins are in stock outside of every supermarket, and the air is covered in a thick sheet of smoke. This year, it's due to some prescribed burns that have been happening since early October in the Wilder Ranch and Año Nuevo State Parks. A lot of the smoke that is seen across the UCSC campus is likely from the Wilder Ranch burn because that park is much closer to Santa Cruz, being right off the Cabrillo Highway west of the city limits. This proximity, combined with the sea breeze, means that we're on the front line of this fire's strength, and it's the reason why this year's smoke is particularly bad. But how do we stay safe? I'm sure we've all lived through similar situations of month-long smoky air, but it's always good to review the recommended precautions. The first thing you should do is keep up to date on your area's air quality index. This will tell you what the current and forecasted air quality looks like and will have information on what pollutants to look out for. One of the best things you can do for your lungs in a time like this is to stay indoors. However, we all have classes, which we have to walk to, so that's not always going to be an option. While the UC Santa Cruz campus is a beautiful place to spend your day, it's a pretty terrible place to navigate when there's smoke in the air. Because of the size and hills, walking to most places on campus is a workout and can cause you to take in more air than you're expecting. If you're walking outside or even waiting for a bus, you should try to wear an N95 mask to block out as many of the particles in the air as you can. And if you start to feel lightheaded or irritated, you should go inside as quickly as you can. If you're inside, make sure the room has an air purifier, specifically one that is rated MERV 13 or higher, or is CARB certified. You've probably seen those Honeywell air purifiers in every classroom on campus. Those are part of the HPA 300 series. An air purifier is a great investment for your house, dorm, apartment, whatever. And even though they can be a bit on the pricey side, your lungs will thank you. Leverwit makes some air purifiers under $100 that could work well in small bedrooms or dorms. Those are the ins and outs of staying safe during prescribed burns. Everything I talked about today can be found from sources like the National Weather Service, weather.gov, California Air Resource Board, arb.ca.gov, and the Air Now Air Quality Index, airnow.gov. All of us at the Slugcast want to wish you safety during these prescribed burns. Thanks for listening today. Follow us at UCSC Slugcast on Instagram and listen to us wherever you find your podcasts. This is Jeremy signing out.